This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio. Without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio. Without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Attention, people of Earth! Attention, people of Earth!
Leave now!
Get out while the getting's good! It's the Ham Radio Show! Good evening, everybody!
Hello, please.
We are live on HamRadioShow.com, not to be confused with HamRadio.com.
That's right.
Good job, Joe!
I know.
718-577-1389, part of the Uncle the Radio Network. You fucked up,
I
Joe.
Fucked up, yeah.
You fucked up in the first millisecond of the show. That's got to be a record.
Oh, well.
It happens. Shit happens. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Peter, Nick, Brian, Joe, Lilius, tons of other people. I'll cycle. Mark, Nick, Danielle, Peter, Diana, Ben. Oh, tons of people. Joe Diamond, everybody.
Is there a Bob?
There's a Bob.
Okay.
And there's a Neil.
All
right. Make it happen. Yes, they're hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. Right now, the suite is accommodating everyone, so please tell a friend and bring them over to the Facebook Live suite right now on the ham cam and spread it like herpes. Get it out there to the people. And also tell them 718-577-1389. Tell them to call the show. We don't screen calls. So if you call and you say, hey, tell that fat fuck to go suck a dick.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, cool. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. I speak your name.
We know it.
Yeah. You don't have to be reminded.
No, yeah.
You know? It's not like, I mean, when we get reminded on this show, it's usually by our computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, what was that? Our computer's reminding
us. This is a reminder.
Oh.
Joe wants some dick.
Oh,
I want some dick.
I just went out there and performed sexual favors. 634 blowjobs in 5.
Wow. Alexa, stop.
This is a reminder.
Oh.
Joe wants some dick.
Alexa, stop.
I want some dick.
There you go, Joe.
That's right.
Joe, by the way, when we were
fuck
all...
Fuck you.
Fuck you back.
Fuck you back.
Yeah.
When we were... By the way, it sends it to my phone now. It was just, I'm reminding you, Joe wants some dick.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
it's
like
great.
A shopping list there. Yeah.
Hang on, Billy. I'm reminding you, Joe wants some dick.
Yeah, I'll have a 14-pound...
Danny, Joe wants some dick. Give him a little bit more dick.
Yes.
Want some dick.
Joe, by the way, loves that drop.
I love that drop.
And all before we went on the air tonight,
he's
singing this song.
Harry,
yeah, Joe, sing along.
And two big balls.
So, yeah, Joe has been singing along with the gay black guy
funny.
That we have on there. Joe Diamond, stop saying my name, damn it. Sorry, Joe Diamond, I'll stop saying Joe Diamond, because I know and you know I shouldn't say Joe Diamond on the fucking air.
Why not? Because
Joe Diamond doesn't want me saying Joe Diamond.
What,
so
is he in the witness protection plan?
I'm going to listen. You don't say Joe Diamond on the air.
Oh, okay.
Because if Joe Diamond tells you not to say Joe Diamond, you don't say Joe Diamond,
I think so, yeah.
Do you understand that, Danny? Do you get when Joe Diamond says don't say Joe Diamond, you wouldn't say, right?
Well, I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to know anybody know I listen to this show.
Exactly. I do this show and I'm in disguise.
That's right.
This is a fat suit.
I tell all my friends, make sure you don't listen.
I'm very skinny. This is a fat suit. I'm in disguise. It's a bald cap and a fat suit.
That's
I'm,
right. Dude.
Billy is not that ugly and old. Look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You sure
he's
what
not
do you mean?
Young thoroughbred. Looks like Thor.
He's just as ugly as
he's
a
sex beast.
Like, he's a sex beast.
Yeah.
No, I get more of this.
You're not wearing your purple shirt.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
Joe Diamond, by the way, who told me not to say his name.
Oh.
I don't mind you saying Diamond. Just don't say Joe in combo with anything phallic. Oh, I won't. I won't. I'll just say
you can't say Joe Dick.
Oh, you mean Joe.
You still want to show me your cucumber?
Ew. Yeah, so Joe who... Wants different Joe. Joe Diamond doesn't want some dick.
No, Joe.
Joe, fucking Joe from our show, effing Joe. Joe, Danny, he wants some dick.
Yeah.
Want some dick.
There you go. So there's a difference in Joe's, people. Lenore, how are you? Ron, how you doing? Lindsay, thanks for joining the show. Welcome, everybody, to the Ham Radio Show. What a beautiful evening. Joe Diamond's like, I know.
Leave me alone.
It's crazy. We are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio, where you guys are part of the show as well. You know how we are. We're interactive. The more you give, the more we give. It's how we do. It's the opposite of feed the children. All right? Feed the children always asks for stuff. We want you to want us.
I see what you did.
You see what I did? Exactly. Why are you playing nothing but Animal House clips? Because that's awesome.
Really?
Thank you.
That's not original.
That was, no, but no, you did the cucumber bit,
right?
Which I like. That's with what's her name? Dean Wormer's wife. That I can't remember her name right now.
Dean Wormer's wife.
Otter? No. Is it Otter?
Mrs. Wormer.
Mrs. Wormer. Yeah, but Mrs. Wormer. Well, Mrs. Wormer to me is my first. Cougar, because I don't think she has kids.
Your first sexual encounter?
Oh, I definitely jerked off Dean Wormer. I mean, Dean Wormer's wife. Whoops.
She was hot. It was hot.
Oh, God.
It's just very disconcerting, and Eddie, it's not your fault. That's from Joe Diamond, by the way. Oh, Danny, by the way, is in the Facebook Live suite as well. Danny, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
We needed you. Thanks for coming in. The Spank Bank Girl of the Week, hashtag Spank Bank Girl of the Week, will be on the program today. Sienna Sinclair.
She's pretty. Did you see her picture?
Yes, Joe.
Wow.
I'm the one that put the picture up.
Oh.
Did you see her picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it up.
And you still want that other stuff.
He wants some dick, Danny. Give
dick.
Him some big old grade A custom dick.
Hey, want some dick.
Hey.
Where were you last week, Bill?
Working.
Yeah.
Working for the man every night and day.
That.
Yeah, yeah, it was one of those long days.
Okay.
It was one of those long days.
Did you tell him who you were?
Long, hot, sweaty days.
I'm Bill. I don't work.
Billy took off his shirt. He was wiping his brow.
That's right.
Just checking the oil on somebody's dipstick. Yeah. Oh, he was in there. He was getting down and dirty. Working, Joe, working.
No oil changes.
Working for the man.
And every night and day. Mm-hmm. So Sienna Sinclair is going to be on the show today. She's our Spank Bang Girl of the Week.
I want to touch her.
If you ask her nicely, she's probably still going to say no. But she's going to be on the show.
Plus, why should she be any different?
Plus, our friend Ralph Greco from the Vegas Museum of, I think it's Museum of Sex. They're making an offer. We're just going to have him on because I thought it would be fucking cool to at least find out about it.
Right.
So he's going to be coming on talking about they offered Stormy Daniels some cash for the dress that supposedly Trump jizzed on.
Oh.
But remember, I don't know if Trump did fuck her, nor do I care if Trump did fuck her. That was our other stance. I don't give a fuck if Trump fucked her because he wasn't, the president at the time. I don't give a fuck. And even if he was the president, I don't give a fuck. That's between him and his wife.
Well, he's a guy. Guys do that. They look for women and they fuck them.
Yeah, they shake their dick at things. It happens.
Waka
waka.
But then when they get old, they want some...
Yeah, watch porn.
Joe, what do they want when they get old?
He wants some dick.
Want dick.
Yeah. Danny was at the ready. Joe was the only one missing his cue. God damn it.
I was giggling.
You were. I was giggling like a schoolgirl.
Penises.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, queen, yes. Give him some penises, Danny.
All of the penis.
That's right.
Penis. Yeah.
Oh, man. Danny's not in a great mood today.
No, he's never in a good mood.
No,
Danny.
Well, he's not in a great mood because Deadpool...
Don't you see Danny laugh? Did he ever laugh?
I believe 96. He left. They pushed a small immigrant child into a puddle of mud. And Danny, I believe, a chuckle did come out of his mouth.
Oh, my God. Was that a photograph?
Yeah, until he found out the guy was Italian, then he was angry.
Oh, yeah.
But Danny, by the way, not happy about Deadpool Bingo.
No.
Because yours truly made another point, and he's still pissed off his old people dead
yet. Listen, two people are fucking dead already. They just didn't bury them on my list, all right?
They have to declare them legally dead.
Yeah, they have to stop breathing.
Dead. Yes, but now I am on the list
have
again.
Have you seen fucking Kirk Douglas? Lately, he's dead.
Where is my highlighter that I just...
I'll give you Kirk Douglas if you give me James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond, it doesn't matter because he didn't fucking die. Roger Moore died.
He's the same guy, man.
The same character, yes.
Same character, not the same guy.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Guy's still a
blue. These fucking markers don't even work. All right, so I just won today because Reverend Billy Graham does.
That's right.
And the reason why we're bringing this up is besides the guy who just died.
He's
and
going straight to heaven.
I can't find the highlighter, so fuck it. Because I know that Nick, by the way, at hamradioshow.com, not hamradio.com.
No.
Thank you, Joe. hamradioshow.com.
I fucked up.
Who needs a list. Nick, get a piece of paper and a pen. Because we're going to write down, you're going to write down right now the teams.
Ready?
All right. Are you ready? Just tell me when you're ready. Because Nick, by the way, R-C-U-N-T, Danny, what does that stand for?
Cunt.
Yes, thank you. But what does it stand for? Canadian.
You conniving cunt.
Besides that, Canadian Unified Network Technician. By the way.
That's right.
Just one, I think. All right, he has a pen and he is ready. All right, so by the way, mark me down as a point, Nick. I just want to bring that up.
Okay.
Please do so.
Oh, you're doing very well. You had a couple of people dying.
I am the fucking Grim Reaper. Yeah. I know exactly when people are going
to
die.
That used to be my title.
All right. So let's do Joe's first because Joe's very talkative.
Sure is. Yeah.
On Joe's list, Sean Connery.
Yes, he's dead.
All right.
I should have him.
You don't have him, though. That's the problem.
Oh, shit.
Doris Day.
Doris is gone.
Doris Day on Joe's list.
That's right.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards is who he's going to die.
Bill Cosby. The Cosby is still alive.
He's going to eat a pudding pop.
Mark, bring over your pudding pop. Put it in my coffin.
Yeah.
And Betty White.
Betty's got to go, yeah.
So that would be five, if I'm correct. Joe doesn't have any more. All right, so now moving on to Sir William.
Me.
Yes, Billy. Billy, by the way, and this gets a fuck you to Billy.
Sure,
Billy,
why not?
Fuck you, Mel Brooks. Oh, you piece of shit for even picking that. Jimmy Carter is second on Billy's list. Billy also has Carol Channing.
Yeah, Carol Channing.
Okay. Gives Danny a boner. Carol Channing. Stan Lee, by the way, second Billy, go fuck yourself. And rounding out Billy's Iggy Pop. I think Iggy Pop is the worst one you could have picked because Iggy Pop's fucking immortal.
That was from last year.
I know, but he used in his act, Iggy Pop breaks beer bottles and cuts himself with it.
I know.
And that never fucking stopped him.
That's right.
Okay, so you think time is the thing that's going to ravage him?
Could be.
Yeah.
He's starting to slow down now.
All right, now let's go to Danny, who has absolutely no points on the board. And that's why he's angry. Danny, Hugh Downs from 2020.
Almost dead.
Wait, hold on. Alexa, how old is Hugh Downs?
Hugh Downs is 97 years old.
Wow. There
February 14th was his birthday.
Valentine's Day, huh?
Yes.
Mm. I should have died on Valentine's Day.
Did you send him a gift?
Cool. Yep. Is that, who's that? Dawn? Hi, Dawn. Dawn's wishing us a great show.
Yes, that's all.
I want to be nice. By the way, 718-577-1389 if you want to call the show.
That's right.
Operators are sitting by because it's my fat ass right near the phone.
That's right.
Kurt Douglas.
Dead.
Kurt Douglas at the ripe old age of like 101, I think. Kurt Douglas.
Have you ever seen these guys walk?
Nope.
They walk really funny now.
They haven't either.
Kurt Douglas hasn't walked in years, Joe. Henry Kissinger. Danny went with Henry Kissinger.
Got one foot in the grave.
Prince Philip.
Prince
dead.
Philip.
Another one dead.
Dead, but came back. So
they were like 100 years old, these guys.
And rounding out Danny's top five, Charlotte Ray from The Facts of Life. Mrs. Garrett. Oh, Giles. Girls, I want some dick.
Charlotte
girls, Ray. Give me some dick, girls. Some dick.
I want some dick.
Oh, yeah.
What made you think of her, Danny, Charlotte Ray?
Because Danny's weird. He just thinks he thinks weird things.
She was on a list.
Weird things. I have fucking Kirk Douglas. Alexa.
Oh, that's good.
How old is Kirk Douglas?
163.
Kirk Douglas is 101 years old.
Yeah, still alive.
He should have been dead 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Alexa, how old is Prince Philip?
Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, is 96 years old.
96?
Oh, he's got some time.
Fucking you down.
No, he's got time. Dude, it's 4 years.
He's got four or five years.
He's going to be fine.
They eat good over there.
You know what? They eat spotted dick. Yeah. They eat that spotted dick.
Sure. I want some dick.
They love it. It's dick day here on the show.
They eat a lot of boiled beef over there. So.
Yeah, boil my meat. Boiled Hold on. Beef. All right, so I have George H.W. Bush.
Oh.
All right, so this is now me, Nick, George H.W.
He's kind of fucked up. He should be dying soon.
Joe Diamond, by the way, wants to ask, how old is Mike Douglas? Alexa.
Mike Douglas?
How old is Mike Douglas?
Mike Douglas is dead. Ask
Michael
Alexa.
Delaney Dow Jr. died in North Palm Beach, Florida on August 11th, 2006. He was 86 years old when he died.
There you go.
Thanks.
There you go.
There you go.
What was the name she read out?
I don't know. Somebody died in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Which is normal because it's Palm Beach.
Yeah, people die there all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's why they go there.
I got Regis Philbin.
Who?
Regis.
What are you talking about?
Rage.
What do you mean?
Come on, Rage.
How could you pick somebody like that? What's wrong with you?
No, see, if you're going to do the bit, you have to curse me out.
Well, I'm not doing the bit.
Like when I say, fuck you for picking Mel Brooks.
No, Regis is a pretty healthy guy. I mean,
he's not. I met him.
Yeah.
I have the picture with him.
Wasn't he healthy?
No, if you sneeze, he's going to die.
No kidding.
Alexa, how old is Regis Philbin?
What are you talking about?
Regis.
175.
This might answer your question. Cyril Regis is 60 years old.
Cereal
Regis. Alexa.
You said filming. That's
wait,
why.
Hold on. Because this is what happens. You all talk and you fuck her up.
Yeah.
Alexa, how old is Regis Philbin?
Regis Philbin is 86 years old.
Yeah, he's 86, but he looks like shit.
Yeah, 86. He's got 10
My
years
My guy's all fucking 101
Doesn't
and
97. Doesn't matter. You didn't
like
pick
shit.
Well. Carl Reiner.
Spartacus.
Carl Reiner. All right.
Sure.
Where the fuck am I now? Billy Graham, who died today.
100 years old.
1 point on the fucking thing, baby. Yeah. 1 point, one
point. Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Thank you very much. He's in the hands of God now, Danny. He's in the hands of God.
Dominus vobiscum.
Yeah, I wonder how a guy like Kirk Douglas feels. You know, he's got to know.
Joe, you just interrupted God. Can I just bring that up for a second? Yeah, go ahead. Well, what's your more important question?
Well, I said, I wonder how Kirk Douglas feels knowing he's going to die any day. He's, you know, you're 101 years
old. I don't want to die.
There you go. Billy just got it in.
Yeah, the guy's 101 years old.
Billy, can we hear from Kirk Douglas again, please?
Probably not.
Kirk Douglas, excuse me.
I don't want to die.
By the way, Nick, I have one more because Nick already said that he got it. Nick, my last one is Norman Lear.
Oh, Norman.
Norman Lear.
Ooh.
Who, by the way, just got a Kennedy Center honor, so I don't...
So that means he's going to go.
Yeah, probably.
Alexa, how old is...
Sophie Flay, the daughter of celebrity chef Bobby
Alexa,
Flay,
is
12. What again?
Alexa, how old is Norman Lear?
Hold on, everyone shut up. Alexa, how old is Norman Lear?
Norman Lear is 95 years old.
Dude. You gotta learn how to speak to a woman. That's your problem. You're fucking so angry. Why? You're yelling at her.
I want some dick.
Yeah, I know you want some dick, but you're yelling at her.
Why is everybody lasting so long?
Why is who?
Vitamins.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, used to be if you heard somebody that was 90 years old, you went, whoa. Now everybody's 90 years old.
Everybody, but not you.
Well, I'm going to be 75, and I feel like I got to go another 10 years at least. I'll be on next year's list.
Alexa, set a reminder.
Shut up, Demi.
What's the reminder for?
Joe wants some dick and wants to die in 30 years.
30 years, yes.
When should I remind you?
In
30 years.
30 years.
I can only set a reminder within the next 20 years.
Well, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Within
then?
The next 20 years. 30 That's years. Nice of her.
Well, hey. She took 10 years off your life, Joe.
Listen, I'll take 10 years or 20 years.
Well, now we're 95. Not doing it. Because she gave up, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, hashtag Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Sienna Sinclair, who Joe's already in love with, like every other girl who comes on this
that's
program.
That's true. I like them all.
Danny, what do we got on my clock here? When do I need to go to spots?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Three long minutes. Thank you, William. I was going to get... I mean, we can get into... We talked about the gun thing when it happened.
What gun thing?
When the fucking Florida shootings happened. We were on the air when that happened. By the way, I'm going to kind of make a rule.
Okay.
And I want to know if everyone's in agreement here.
Okay.
Say the guy's name who was the shooter?
I hate that guy.
Every time I want to say his name, Danny, please play Interrupting Cow.
Okay.
Please. So the shooter at the school... everyone, because I think everyone's still giving him publicity. I think what we're doing, that's also another part of the problem.
You make a good point.
In America, we're making celebrities out of these fucking angels.
I know. I see the kid. The kid looks like he's smiling and he's like happy to be where he is.
Wait,
know?
What kid? What kid?
Interrupted cow kid.
Yeah. That was an angrier one.
Yeah. Really.
Why is that the same sound? She sounded really big.
God, sounds like he's getting fucked up the ass.
God damn. We're trying to get some milk. But anyway.
I'm a bull. What do you mean?
I want some dick.
He wants some dick. I think, honestly, I think that we're too busy promoting these assholes and making some other kid go, oh, this is a great idea. I get TV for fucking days. Because they don't think of the outcome. There's no way this kid thought killing 17 people.
And then run away with the rest.
Yeah, I went to Walmart and then McDonald's.
Well, he's nuts,
and got a drink. Stopped and got a drink.
Well,
and I know that Florida is freaking hot, but stopped and got a drink. He just killed 17 people. You went to the Walmart and then the McDonald's. And you didn't even try to blend into the Walmart and McDonald's. You came back out. And then tried to blend in with the students.
Crazy, man.
Then you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think the rationale was there.
No, well, he's nuts. You know, you can't rationalize.
Exactly.
That
so that's what I'm saying.
Because he's a scumbag.
Absolutely, nice. He's a scumbag, and the thing, and the fact of the matter is, we shouldn't promote his name.
Yeah.
We should. They should blur out his picture. People should never have seen him. They should never have seen. Never put a name with the face or a face with the name. Nothing. If you want, they should. You know the shit emoji. That's what should be up there. Put the shit emoji up. That's what should be up. Every time that kid's name, and that kid's name is Danny. What is it, Danny? Exactly. It's the Ham Radio Show here live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Stormy Daniels' address and some splooge. I don't know why the Bionic Woman played, but why the hell not? 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Yeah.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
Come on, people. Where you know going? The words.
So I love this song.
Let's do it for Belushi.
Yeah.
Come on!
What are we doing?
Coming to you! Come on! On that dusty road!
I think he did it better than Saturday. Come on!
I got a truckload!
Come on, Danny, you know the words.
Better truck, Joe.
So don't
better the truck. Chateau Marlowe.
Cause I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm a soul man. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. I'm a soul man.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man.
Joe wants some dick.
Come on. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah, music show.
Good evening, everybody. We're back from break. How are you? 718.
Give me my cheese wheel, boy.
Damn it, I gotta go back out. 718-577-1389. Soul Man, in honor of the Reverend Billy Graham, who got me a point in the Deadpool Bingo. He's a soul man.
On a mission from God.
Damn right.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. Waiting for Ralph Greco to call in from the Museum of Sex in Vegas. Talking about their offering Stormy Daniels like she needs more money.
How much for the little girl?
For her soiled dress.
How much for the women?
How much for the women?
I want to
Let's
buy
see.
Them.
Let's see if this is Ralph. Ralph, is that you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, he's a soul man. Bam, bam, bam.
How are my friends over there?
Hey, over here. We're doing good over there. How you doing over there?
Hey, I'm doing good over here. I'm doing what I can do.
Oh, we're doing good over here. Danny, you go over there.
I'm good over here.
Billy, what about you, you fuck?
I was good over there, but now I'm over here. Not so good.
You should go over there. Go over here.
I'm over there now.
I'm over here now.
You over there.
I was where?
How you doing? So Ralph, I heard you want to talk to a woman about some splooge in a dress.
Well, you know, we don't know if it's splooge, the Erotic Heritage Museum in Las Vegas.
That's it, the Erotic Heritage Museum.
The Erotic Heritage Museum. They're right actually underneath. They're located right underneath the Great Phallic Trump Casino there, down at one end there.
Oh, all
right. And yeah, right there. And we heard about the dress and. The dress in question, and made an offer, and we're just waiting to hear back about it getting tested and all that kind of good stuff. You know.
All right. So now, what are you waiting to get it tested? Like you have the dress already, or
No. We just threw the offer out there, initial offer. Then we changed the offer a little bit, but at this point, as of a week ago, I think she was supposed to get it tested for God knows what. I don't know what. And I haven't heard, or I don't think anything else has been in the news about it since.
But do you think that Donald Trump, even before he was president, do you think he was shooting ropes, like all over, like was he like dropping loads Stormy Daniels' dress?
What exactly do you mean by ropes, Eddie?
Like ropes, big thick cum.
Well, he spunk him.
Oh, okay.
Danny,
I know, that comes from a dick.
Come on, Danny.
Dick.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we all know Joe Diamond wants the dick, but as far as the cum ropes,
you can't say Joe Diamond on the air because Joe Diamond doesn't want me saying Joe Diamond.
I heard that rumor.
I heard it. It happened. Joe Diamond doesn't want me talking about Joe Diamond.
Don't say Joe Diamond.
Don't
on the
say
air,
Joe Diamond say. Anymore, Danny.
I want some dick.
Can you please not say Joe Diamond, Danny, anymore, please?
I want some dick.
No, can you say dick, but you can't say Joe Diamond anymore.
No, you just don't even think it.
No, don't even Dan, Billy, are you fucking thinking about Joe Diamond?
About what?
All right, just asking. No, because I don't imagine my... He's a buffungle.
Okay.
What I imagine is where this dress got soiled. Now, hear me out. I think after a solid minute, maybe a minute and a half of pumping, of Stormy Daniels. So Trump is in there. He's just fucking a thumping and a pumping and a thumping and a pumping and a sweating and a grinding. All right. So after that, minute 30 is up. All right. That's also 30 seconds worth of foreplay in there, too. So after that minute's up.
Right. We fit that in there.
I think that he, not only did he fucking jizz, but I don't think that the leader of the free world was shooting ropes. Mm-hmm. I think it came out like an old man eating oatmeal.
Plop.
And it just goes right out of the head of his cock. So I imagine that he would just grab whatever the fuck he wants because he's Trump, which would be then Stormy Daniels' dress, and then pick up said dress, and then just wipe his cock and balls off and go, there you go. Enjoy.
As one would.
That's bigly of him.
Most people would, not Joe Diamond, but as most people would.
No, Joe Diamond would not do that. He would not do that. Joe Diamond would not do that. Right. He's a stand-up, you know who I'm talking about,
He's
Joe Diamond.
He's a stand-up guy.
He's a stand-up guy. He would never do that.
He'd put it on the pillow.
Well, you know, Eddie, I also heard that she had it, if I'm not mistaken, I heard that she's had it laundered since.
Oh.
So this could be someone else's cum or shit or crabs or whatever's
some sort
on the dress.
DNA.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking, 2006 when it supposedly happened?
Oh, right. Wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah, sure.
But as we know, a lot of women in her profession never wear anything twice.
It was 12 years ago.
This is true. I mean, well, think about your own incredible couture wardrobe, often you wear the things you wear.
By the way, wearing a shirt that I got from Skunk Duck over there at teespring.com, it's the Alcohol is the Solution shirt. Please go to teespring.com
and
the Skunk Duck Design Studio, please.
Nicely played. Nice move there, working that in there.
That's how you do it. That's what's called a plug.
Very nice.
That's what Stormy Daniels got, a plug.
That's true. And I, as far as what we know beyond what has been, you know, what I think, what I wrote you and what we talked about last week, and nothing has come, so to speak, since.
Come?
Nothing has come?
Nothing has come since as far as any new news in this area.
And see, but this is what I'm saying. I don't know. Now, you guys are offering a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's changed. The amount has changed things have changed since the initial offer. But, yeah, we're interested. We're certainly interested. The EHM is definitely interested. But nothing since has happened. You know, after we threw the offer out there, nothing since has happened.
Is there is there a chance, just like in the movie, I believe it was a documentary I saw called Jurassic Park. And in this documentary, they took DNA from a cold-blooded beast. In this case, it would be Donald Trump.
And they grew a new Trump.
And they grew a new Trump. Now, essentially, it is possible. You have, the DNA of, say, Donald Trump, the deoxyribose nucleic acid, Danny.
Right.
Of Donald Trump.
Can you spell that?
No. Can I buy a vowel, Danny?
Welcome, Dick.
The genetic makeup of Donald Trump. Could we clone Donald, like Dolly the sheep? Could we clone Donald Trump and then make a good Trump to combat the bad Trump for the people? Is that possible?
You know, I always thought you could probably get something off the Shroud of Turin and make a new Christ if you could.
Well, I'd rather the Shroud of, fucking Stormy.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, like, you know, with that theory, you could extrapolate and say, well, let's get a couple drops in the Shroud of Turin and make a new Christ. Because God knows, with the old one, we always need a new Christ around.
Yeah,
so
but
you always need another Trump around.
But much like Donald Trump says, that's a lot of fake news. You see, because
I was the
Messiah before there was a Messiah. But Jesus wasn't. Jesus didn't have any powers. See, the book, which would be AKA the Bible, which would be AKA the news of their time, said that Jesus was walking on water and he healed the sick,
made a blind guy, and all that
hullabaloo and hubbub.
That was on Fox News.
Well, yeah, it was on Fox News. But
Fox News at the time, right.
Well, yeah, but back then it was an actual Fox. They just stared.
Right. It was on Fox Rocks.
Yeah, Fox and Rocks.
Hammered into the stone.
In your socks.
Yeah. Fox Rocks and had the socks, and I got the chicken pox. But we just rhymed for, this is what we do on the show now, Danny. That's all we do, so I'm sorry.
We try.
Danny's disgusted sitting in the corner. He's like, what the fuck has this interview become? But when you actually look at Jesus Christ, like, there was actually been real documentaries. He was a married dude who had kids. They found his tomb. They know where the body of Jesus from Nazareth is buried. So he didn't have any superpowers. He wasn't the Black Panther of our time. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't.
Yeah, well, so I don't.
He was more like Batman.
Bringing the new Trump back, you know, or a better version. It's always possible.
Well, the last.
You know, I don't know if the hair will be as orange.
Right.
Well,
you gotta work on that hair.
Well, the last cloning experiment where they tried to clone Trump is, I believe, it's called Project Barron. Barron Trump is
very nice.
Did you ever see him? He looks like a little miniature Trump. He's like Trump in a pocket.
He's mini me.
He's pint sized right. Trump. He's travel sized Trump.
Trump in a box.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah.
It's my Trump in a box.
I just got this thing off of Why Not. I don't know if you go to Why Not, but they just told me that Stormy Daniels is headlining the Flirt for Free live show on February 21st. Ooh. So she's getting out and doing her thing.
Yeah. Oh, she's doing a whole fucking thing. She comes out and she supposedly does where she's doing her shows, her stage shows, and she's doing it like with Secret Service guys in tow. And she comes out on stage. She's playing this up to the hill. I mean, she's getting fucking press. Yeah. We all know that she fucked Donald Trump. And we all know that there was a laundry list of porn. If I had Trump's money, I would be fucked. Look at me. I have a body like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
No.
He's
in shape.
No,
that's
come
true.
On.
That's true. He is cut. You're right. But the fact of the matter is, if I had Trump's...
we're not kidding.
I know. We're not kidding, folks. He's fat. If I had Trump's money, I would be fucking all these women, too. Why would you not?
Yeah, damn right.
Well, you'd be broke.
At the end of the day, whatever the fuck happens between him and Melania, but the fact of the matter is, like, people are making such a big deal out of the president fucking these... If he was fucking them now, like, if he had Stormy Daniels in the Oval Office, and he had her on the desk, and he was fucking
like
plowing her. Yeah. Like, if he's using her pussy like a humidor, like Clinton did. You know,
right.
Like...
Stuff that happened before, right? I heard about
that happened. Yeah,
that happened.
I believe that guy got impeached. You see how well that turned out.
Right.
But the fact is, I'm saying, then I would care, because then the leader of the... I would probably cheer him on, too. But the leader of the free world was getting fucked. That's different. That's different. He was not.
Right.
He was not married. I mean, he was married. He wasn't the leader of the free world. He wasn't president when he was plowing. Allegedly,
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with you. It's you know. I mean, who knows? What Steven Tyler said when Bush was in office? There's more Bush in office now than almost as much as when Kennedy was in office.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is better than when Steven Tyler said, "Please pass the heroin." That was way better.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, your point's well taken. If you're not doing it in the house that I paid for with my taxes,
exactly.
I don't care what you're doing.
Right.
I don't care if he was, when he was not president, and he was fucking painting her face like a cake. I don't give a shit.
Moldy.
I guess the point is other people, and I've seen this made, you know, the point is being made of his stance, his being Trump's stance about all this, you know, women's rights and all this stuff. It's supposed stance and controversy and contradictions and back when he did what he did.
Yeah, but
know?
He
That's
could.
All.
Well, yeah, but he could still believe in women's rights. He paid them. They did their job and they went home.
They worked out an agreement.
If anybody was employing women enough, it was Trump.
He was empowering them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. You know, I just. It seems like a thing that happened a while ago. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But think about it.
And because of that, I don't know. I don't know how good or bad the tests, if any tests are done, can prove anything at this point.
No, absolutely. But it would be nice to know that the commander-in-chief was dropping ropes all over Stormy Daniels' dress. Or in my scenario, the presidential rope. Or it may be in my scenario where he picks up the dress and just wipes off his cock and balls. And then just throws it at her and goes, "Now get out."
With an envelope.
Right.
Yeah, here's can someone pay this bitch? I got to take a shower. You know what I mean? Like,
I got to do my hair.
I got to do my hair. Takes it.
My hair. I got a piece of wear.
All right. Ralph, thanks for calling in. We're going to find out more information about this this magic dress.
Okay,
you
can always go to the Erotic Heritage Museum website. You can find me at shortandsweet.com, because I write a column there, too, and a whole bunch of places. Just look out there for me, and you'll find me, Ralph Greco, GRECO. You'll find me.
He'll be on the corner of 8th and Walnut.
Right, right. Yeah. Looking, yeah, me looking for the diamond in the rough. But yeah. Don't say the first word. Don't say the Joe.
Welcome, Dan.
Oh, there's Joe. Don't say Joe Diamond. God damn it. I'll tell you right now, Joe Diamond's not wearing fishnets and working the corner. I'll tell you that right now.
No, not Joey. That's I love you guys. Thanks for having me on, Eddie. Well, really, I love it.
Dude, absolutely, man. I wanted to hear more about the dress. I wanted to hear what was going on.
Absolutely.
I'm here for you, buddy, anytime. I'm over here. I'm always over here.
He's over here now.
He's over there.
Ralph Greco, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for calling on the show, buddy.
Hey, Ralph.
Bye-bye, guys. Take it easy.
Bye, man. So yeah,
I want some dick.
He wants some dick. Everybody wants some dick.
I want some dick.
That was nice. That was nice to hear.
Yeah, it was really cool
from the people.
That's right. It was cool.
All the people call us and they say, "Hello, how are you?
Hello,
hello, lady.
Hello."
Can I get 2 number 1s, no salt,
please?
You deliver, right?
No, put sauce on side. I don't know. I just to me, he wasn't president yet.
Penises.
Yeah, and if he was using his penis, but I don't see what the fuck the big problem is.
You look back on how many presidents were doing shit in the
really. Have we ever had a single president, a president who wasn't married? I mean,
In the movie The American President.
Oh,
another movie.
I mean, if they were, it would be natural for them to be fucking bros if they were single, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they'd be dating Joe.
Well, yeah. I mean, would the CIA have to, like, frisk him first or something like that? You know?
I have to check your vagina for bombs?
Yeah, yeah. You know, there'll be an assassination plot.
There is definitely a porno like this.
Yeah. I wonder if they have, like, a nightclub that presidents can go to.
Hold on. I just give a whale to the chief.
Whale to the chief.
Like, whale. Like, you fucking scream and whale.
Oh.
Like, so whale.
Not as good as I thought you'd be.
You're not as good as Trump. God damn it.
By the sailor man.
I'm strong to the spinach. Because I eat me spinach.
It's funny you played that because I saw a Betty Boop cartoon the other day with Popeye the Sailor in it.
All right.
And Betty Boop
were
was
they fucking?
And Betty Boop was topless.
Well, she was a dirty whore.
Yeah, she was a dirty whore.
But she wanted
this had to be in the
she 20s, wanted yeah. Betty Boop definitely wanted some dick.
I want some dick.
I'm telling you, she was hot broad. Man.
She was the Joe of our day.
Yeah, two words, stretched the JJ.
Oh, she definitely stretched the
more than likely.
I know I would never want to get head from Betty Boop because she was all head. Right.
Oh,
you imagine that giant cranium falling on your crotch?
You know, you got a point there. You had a very small mouth. It's a cute little titties.
Okay, we did this before. Wait, we've done this before. Why? But let's ask this question.
Okay.
No, we've done this before.
Yeah.
If you were to fuck
one
comic book or cartoon character.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, it's quite
No, fuck it. Just make cartoons. Because comic books are too easy because they draw them real sexy. Like.
Yeah, sure.
Let's just go cartoon. If you were to fuck a cartoon character. Yeah. I'm going to ask this out. I'll put it out to the public as well. 718-577-1389. Call the hotline. I want to know. I want to hear from you. If you were to fuck a cartoon character, who would it be?
You know, most people say Jessica Rabbit, but that's not
I was going to say, you can't say that.
No, you can't. That's an obvious.
I had a thing for olive oil when I was a kid. I really did.
Yeah, but that's what you put on your cock. What about the character?
Well, that's a... No, olive oil, because she had a little bulbous ass. You know, her ass was like
She had no ass.
She had no body.
She had a little bulbous ass. It was like bulbous.
She had no ass, and two men fought over her.
Yeah, really. Right. I am what I am.
And you kept trying to buy cheeseburgers.
No, Wimpy. I gladly pay you Tuesday if I can fuck olive oil today.
But really, there weren't too many real girls in the cartoons.
Cartoons, motherfucker. They're not real girls.
No, but I mean, most of them are like Minnie Mouse. She's a mouse. She can't fuck a mouse.
You can fuck whatever you want. It's a cartoon.
You're not
really fucking her in real life, Joe.
Well, you know, what I'm talking about, it wasn't
a person. It's not bestiality. It's a cartoon.
That's what
I kept telling the dog.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, if you go into comic books, you know, Archie comics, Veronica was pretty cool. You know?
Oh, dude, if I'm fucking anybody from a comic book, it's Mary Jane Watson, Spider-Man's fucking wife.
Oh, yeah?
A fucking hot redhead.
Really?
Oh, with a body built for sin. And when she fucks you, she says,
thanks
face it,
coming.
Tiger.
Yeah.
You've hit the jackpot.
I saw those.
Come on.
I saw the costumes of the new Panther movie.
Black Panther.
Black Panther movie.
Yeah, I watched
costume.
That.
The girls are hot.
Yeah, but I watched it. Not one reference of Huey Newton.
Really?
wasn't even there. Some other guy, Chichkala.
I'm telling you.
Kahala bread. Kahala bread.
He's a Jewish guy.
He's a Jewish guy. The Jew, Black Panther.
I'll hang him. I want some lox.
I don't like challah bread French toast.
Oh, I love it.
I hate challah bread French toast.
It's the best.
How do we go from fucking cartoon characters to fucking French toast?
Because Joe wants to put either one in their mouth.
No, you're right, Billy.
Excuse me. You're both wrong. Italian bread. Old Italian bread. You cut it into the
It's good. It's good.
That's delicious.
But challah bread has got a little sweetness to it. It's very sweet. It has a sweetness to the bread.
All right. Joe already said olive oil, by the way, and he was wrong.
Olive oil is
she has
cool,
no
man.
Ass. She can't she fuck olive oil.
She has a little bitty bitty
Danny. She ain't got nobody. Nobody.
I still want her.
All right. Danny?
Well, it's definitely, I'm not picking fucking olive oil. I want something I can stick my dick in and there's no place to put it on her.
You think it'll be a pedophile with a Minnie Mouse or something?
That's bestiality. That's not pedophilia.
No, it's not.
God damn it. So you fucking Minnie Mouse?
No, I don't know. Like Ariel from the fucking Little Mermaid.
Now, do you fuck her in fish form or do you fuck her in human form?
You can't fuck her in fish form.
Is that bestiality? She's in fucking fish form? If
you got a blowjob from her, it's not bestiality.
No.
You fuck the fish side. Yeah.
No, I thought that was, yeah, you're right.
Hold on. Wait, I got to ask Alexa. Alexa.
Alexa.
Do female fishes have vaginas?
Sorry, I'm not sure. I can't get the answer to your question.
Well, that's not fucking good. It was a real question.
It really was. Yeah.
I want to know if Danny can fuck a mermaid, yeah. God damn it. Should answer us.
Ask her if a human could have sex with an animal.
Well, of course you can. Your wife's been doing it for how many years?
That's true. No, seriously, if it's allowed by law.
It's not allowed by law. That's bestiality. Alexa.
What country are you
What
in
is bestiality?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Legality of bestiality in the United States looks at the laws prohibiting bestiality in the United States of America. Did that answer your question?
No.
Didn't answer Joe's, but yeah.
No, I wanted to know if it was illegal.
Thanks for your feedback.
Is it illegal to have sex with a sheep?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, but what if nobody sees you?
What if no one sees you?
Joe, you got to get them up on the edge of the mountain because they keep backing up.
It that's what it is.
What I don't like is like a simple question. I had a simple, nice, normal family fucking show, Danny. Simple question. What comic book or cartoon character would you fuck? And Joe has turned into a bestiality conversation.
No, I didn't.
Do you see? Do you see what Joe does to the show?
Who would you do?
Well,
all right, so who are you fucking Danny?
I'll
just Ariel from
the Maybe Chitara from the fucking...
Thundercats?
Thundercats.
I was going to say Chitara as well.
There's quite a few.
There's a lot of... Have you ever jerked off to those women? Those characters. Notice, by the way, all your characters have some form of a part female, part animal. No, Danny. Just want to bring that up. You're fucking a fish... And you're fucking a cheetah.
Does it have to be like a character? Like, because I used to, you ever have Monster Magazine? Did you ever buy when you were a kid, Monster Magazines?
Okay, no. Monster.
Big drawings that they had of all the girls.
No, but you have to have, she's got to have a name.
That's what I mean. They don't have names, but they're hot as hell.
Like Vampirella, something like that.
Well, Vampirella's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, like that kind of deal, you know.
Joe would probably take fucking Penny from the Inspector Gadget.
That's pedophilia. Yeah.
Stop.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds nice.
What?
No,
okay.
It's not.
Okay, hold on. Let's ask this question now. What's worse, pedophilia or bestiality? Go ahead, gentlemen. Talk amongst yourselves. If you have, you got to do one. You have to do one. You got to either fuck a kid or you got to fuck an animal.
That's where they get to shoot me in the head before.
How old is the kid?
Fucking Joe.
Me and Billy are fucking taking Joe. Death for it. Fucking...
How old is the kid? Old enough. No.
Shit, Joe.
I would say at least. What
if they're 13? Oh, 13 is. Yeah, I would do the kid. I mean, I wanna, but you know, if I'm gonna die, if I don't.
Wait, Danny, play that one more time? please? Play it one more time. Jail!
Yeah. No, if you're going to die, like you get, you said you got to do one or the other.
Danny and Billy are taking a bullet. You're taking a kid out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not going to put up the dog with some cocker spaniel, man.
There should be only one cock in here, and it shouldn't be mine. What?
I mean, you know.
I'm dead.
What? Sorry.
Well, wow. What do you consider? I mean, what if you do the peanut butter thing? Is that considered bestiality?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's different.
Now, is it bestiality if you don't do it to completion?
What do you mean?
Like, if you get your dick, well, hold on for a minute, Billy, because Billy's about to throw up. If you get your dick licked by a dog,
yeah.
Okay, but you don't come. Maybe you get a little pre-cum, but you don't come.
That don't count.
Is that bestiality?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Because I got to make some phone calls. It's the Ham Radio Show.
God damn it. All I wanted to say was Veronica from Josie and the Pussycats. Oh,
Josie and the Pussycats! Okay. Long hair and they wear those hats!
It's either that or Penelope Pitstop.
Oh, Penelope Pitstop! Oh! I just came.
Oh, yeah.
You know who looks like Penelope Pitstop?
No.
Sienna Sinclair, who's coming up next, our hashtag SmackBank Girl of the Week. She definitely looks like Penelope Pitstop.
Oh.
Billy, write that down. You're going to ask her, if we do a porn about Penelope Pitstop.
Will you be in it?
Penelope Cuntstop. There it is. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389.
That's right.
When we come back, the SmackBank Girl of the Week, the wonderful, sexy, looks like Penelope Pitstop herself. No, Sienna Sinclair. After these words, someone get the peanut butter.
Okay, now, boys, come on, talk it up. Now, let's give it to him. Come on, kids, let's give the old rickety rats. Break a crack of firecrackers, this boom ba.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah. Break a crack of firecrackers, this boom ba.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah. Break a crack of firecrackers, this boom ba.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah.
Shut up!
Okay, I'm shutting up. Why should I continue to keep yapping when I'm told to shut up? I'm not the kind that don't know when to stop. Shut up!
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
I've never heard this before.
Me either. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
What did they do?
Thing you want. Down the pain.
Wow.
Now. Look at you some now. Get up out of my eye. You think you're the name. 718-577-1389. We got a shitload of answers, by the way, for who would you fuck.
So who would they?
Who's the popular one? They're asking Danny, how would you fuck a fish? That came up, Danny. Sorry.
You click, catch a blowjob for her.
That was Gina asking, how do you fuck a fish?
Yeah, that's how it works. With two hands.
We got we have Velma from Scooby-Doo. A couple of Judy Jetsons in there.
Oh, yeah, Judy.
A bad girl.
Eep,
my 17. Wow. Ebook, that means I love you.
Shut up.
By the way, in answer to the other question, they're both horrible, but pedophilia is worse.
Yeah.
Because you're leaving a lifelong physiological, psychological scar on the victim. I'm quite sure the dog would be fucked up, too.
Yeah, but that only...
I'm just saying.
Dogs don't live that long, so yeah.
Hey, here comes a funny joke. It's going to be rough. On the dog. And by the way, Gina wants you to know that 13 Joe is too young.
It is. I agree. But you gave me no choice, so I had to go with the joke. You know?
No, Joe, I don't know the show Remember This on Staten Island Cable. Why? Do they want me to come on? Is that what they want to do? I'll do it. I'll do it for you guys. Waiting on Sienna Sinclair. I believe she's supposed to call us. I think I might have her number, but I believe she's supposed to call the studio.
I would hope so.
So, down. Yeah. By the way, he's sticking with AC/DC as well. Axl Rose is going to be on tour, I believe, with AC/DC this summer.
Yeah, but it won't be the same. It's, you know.
Why won't it be the same? They did it already. He actually got rave reviews.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The first time through, it's a good surprise and shock. And they played a lot of the older songs they haven't played in a long time, which is what Angus has been wanting to do for a long time. But, you know, it's not going to be the same. Like, if you go, it's Axl, and then you look over here, and there's Malcolm's not there. You know, it's just not the same.
Gina, by the way, said you had a choice.
What choice did I have?
With the pedophilia or the bestiality.
Oh, I couldn't do an elephant. How am I going to do that?
Joe chose pedophilia.
Well,
I believe, if you want to be technical, you did ask the first thing out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Was how old's the kid?
Well, I think if they're old enough, you know, like down south, they get married at 12 years old, you know. In some countries, it's
14.
Well, 14 is the legal age now.
Didn't
Jerry Lewis
states.
Marry a 12-year-old?
Yeah, but it was his cousin.
Gina's bitching also that there's no good male cartoons. Excuse me, you could
have... You know, she's got a point there. What about Superman?
He-Man, Superman.
The Hulk.
The Hulk when he does... I mean, if he fucking turns green while he's inside of you, he'll rip your pussy in
half.
Well,
that's the cool part.
Mighty Mouse, Underdog.
Mickey Mouse, Underdog.
Yeah.
Fred.
Aquaman.
Barney.
From Scooby-Doo.
Bam, Bam.
Bam, Bam.
Just think, he'd hit it hard.
Yeah, wow.
Elroy Jetson.
Yeah,
I think they're more sexy guy cartoons than they're sexy girl cartoons.
Well, that says a lot about Joe, huh?
Well, I guess Joe still wants those other
things. I want some dick.
Danny, he wants a little bit of that dick. Give it to him. Yeah.
Fred?
She's
Fred?
Laughing at Fred.
Who's Fred?
From Scooby-Doo with the ascot.
Oh, I thought you meant Fred Flintstone.
You also have...
Oh, yeah, Fred Flintstone. Barney Rubble. They could double team your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. They can fucking...
you can get Dino.
Dino. If you want
to get the tail.
Now, is that pedophilia? Because...
Yeah, sure it is.
I mean, it's not an animal. He's a dinosaur. There's a difference.
Yeah. Not really.
It's a slight difference. I'm just saying, it's a slight difference.
I'm just saying, you can go lesbian and go with, like, Wilma Flintstone, you know?
Yeah. Wilma!
I don't know, could you?
Ooh. I could fuck Wilma.
I don't know.
I'm a lesbian.
I'll do Betty.
Then how about we run train?
All right.
Me and you, we just fucking take him out, and we run train on those bitches.
No, that's right.
Damn right.
And Joe would take pebbles.
Ooh.
Well, maybe.
How old's the kid? How old's the kid?
Bill, look at me. I'm just basing that off facts on statements Joe has made on this show.
Oh, no, well, if we're going by facts that Joe has stated on this show, then he's also fucking a dude. And he'd fuck a dude before he fucks a kid. So I'm just saying, Joe. See, Joe, I'm defending you.
Well, if I was in jail, you know, in jail you get a pass. You can do anything you want.
Would you? Yeah, no. Well, according to Joe, if you're in jail, this was Joe's philosophy, by the way.
Yeah.
He did talk about this off air one day to me. Mm-hmm. He said, if you're in jail, it doesn't count.
It doesn't.
Now, I have a quarrel with that. I don't think that there is a.
But you don't kiss or nothing like that. You just, you know.
What do you mean you don't kiss?
Well, the guy, you don't kiss in jail.
So you're just sticking it in? You're not even friendly? What the fuck?
Well, you know, hand jobs or whatever.
You get in the shower, and then you keep dropping the soap and other utensils.
Sure.
Look at these two like they're fucking experienced. Yeah.
Are you experienced? I'm just saying.
I'm scared.
I'm just saying as much.
But you get a pass for that. You know, that don't mean you're gay, you know.
That means you don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, you don't talk
Everybody about just it. Looks and goes, yeah, he did it.
Sorry. Yeah, he's holding his pocket.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm going to write her handler right now to see where she is. But so I don't know. Like, if you guys want to keep talking about this fucking conversation about is Joe a pedophile or...
I think he is.
Joe, so wait, hold before while I'm typing here on the phone, can you... What would be okay in prison? Can you give me your prison do's and don'ts? Well, sex etiquette lesson, please?
Well, you know, if first of all, you don't... it depends on who you are, you know? It's
hello, I'm queer and now I'm here.
There you go.
I'm just saying that, you know, guys locked up for 30 years and without sex, that they look to what they have available. It's been a lot better since they allow female guards in now. You know, cause...
So wait, so you'd fuck a female guard? That's cool.
Oh, absolutely.
So what if
most of them? That's what they you know.
If you're in jail though, what would be? If you're in jail,
yeah.
Where do you take her?
They take the
stairwell and like set up a candlelight dinner or something.
Why do I think Joe's fantasy is to get fucking sexually assaulted by a female prison guard?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind.
I could probably get that done for him.
Yeah,
yeah, but most of your prison guards that you know look like me.
But I
but still, it's...
like with curlier hair.
Well,
and...
Joe does want to fuck you.
I don't know if Joe wants to. Joe, if you had to fuck one of us in this room,
yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, okay. I have to.
You have to.
Like before, I gotta do it.
You gotta do it or you're getting the bullet to the fucking head.
Okay.
Gun to your head.
Okay.
You gotta fuck either me, Danny, or Billy.
You know, it's a hard choice. I'd fuck any one of you, to be honest.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm gonna use a deck of cards.
Yeah. Danny's got the cutest ass.
He does have a little dimply ass.
He has
that's
a little
right.
dimply ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody else really disgusting?
But wait a minute. But Billy has the long hair.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
from behind, it's like a girl.
I know. But, you know, if Billy was in jail, he'd be a bull. You know, they wouldn't, nobody would fuck with
him.
No
one would fuck with him. Yeah. I don't think he's fuckable.
He'd be going, come on here, little guy.
Hold my pocket.
You need some protection?
Want some free candy?
You gotta watch out for these weird guys in here. Stay with me.
Come on, join the Aryan Brotherhood. What?
It'd just be simple. Give me a fucking cigarettes or I'll kill you.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Oh. What? I don't know. Don't look at me.
Now it's a psychologist. I don't know.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
How long you in for, kid?
A while. Oh, by the way, for you hockey fucking fans, I have to bring this up for the Danny
what about
and Billy.
Us?
Hockey puck.
No, the NBC pretty much said fuck you to the hockey team.
They did.
Yeah, the hockey team.
How dare them?
Which hockey
the
team?
US,
the Olympic
US,
hockey
yeah,
team?
The Olympic hockey. I would have said the name of a team. The U.S. men's Olympic hockey team.
All right, see, you said men's. There's a difference.
The
okay.
U.S. men's Olympic hockey team went to overtime. Okay. Okay, they were taking on the Czech Republic.
Right, to make it into the playoff round.
Now, what they did was NBC said, go fuck yourself.
Well, and cut
and then
off.
Went to figure skating.
There you
like,
go.
They didn't even finish the game.
Well, the time slot.
And I know that Billy and Danny both bitch that hockey does not get its just due.
Nope. Not in this country.
Does not get any. No one gives a shit. And it's funny because I think that they are, you know, I don't know if they're right. I think this might prove that why is hockey so hated?
Because people don't understand.
People watch it though. I mean,
it's
not
too
like
fast. They don't get it. They don't understand. Too many rules.
What rules?
See, people don't know.
They're going to prison rules, Joe.
Oh yeah, really?
You play with prison rules.
Either way, you're going on ice.
The only thing I see is they allow the physicality in hockey that they don't allow in other sports.
Right.
Know? You know, if they do what they do in baseball, what they do in hockey, these guys would be banned for life all the time.
For life?
Most of them would cry like little girls, even attempting it.
Is it true? I mean, I heard the rumor that some of these hockey players, that they actually put guys on the team who are violent just for the fact that they want them to beat up the other team.
Those are goons.
They don't even play that well. They just want them to beat up
those
the team.
Those are the goons. That's why I hired Billy for this show.
That's right. We need him.
They've sort of got that out of the league. You did have your tough guy, the enforcer, that would go around and
I'm going to get you.
Pretty much. That was his job. Yeah. Somebody went out and
it's the same thing that Joe says around the preschool. I'm going to get you.
I got to tell you, though, hockey is it's a very exciting game.
Pebbles.
Yeah. It is really exciting. It's very physical, and you're very close to the game when you get good seats.
I'm going
to
get you.
You got to have good seats. So.
I'm going to get
I'm good
you.
Good with the cheap seats.
Welcome to KinderCare. I'm going to get you.
See, the cheap seats are where the real fans sit because they can watch the game. When you get too close, you don't see everything.
Says the dude that can't afford the seats on the glass.
I got tickets on the Wrigley box, which is right by one of the goals. I'm sitting next to the guy, you know, the guy who watches the score.
Right.
I'm sitting right next to this
guy. The scorekeeper?
No, the goal judge.
The goal judge.
Goal judge.
Which they don't have them sit there anymore. They've moved them.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes.
Damn white people.
Anyway, when they came down to that goal, the physical contact, and you're there, you're right there by the glass. It's like there's a fight going on, and you're like in the middle of it,
right.
But you're not getting white.
Yeah.
But you're not getting
white. That's Joe's favorite thing, two men beating on each other.
Just don't leave your beer on the board.
No, forget about it. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all over the place.
Gina in the Facebook live stream says, Joe is kinky as fuck.
Where? I don't see that. Where come
right Joe, here. You have a fan.
It's not coming up on my screen. She's beautiful, Gina.
Oh, Gina's fucking gorgeous.
She's freaking gorgeous, this girl. Send me some nude pictures, will you, honey?
Hold on. I've been asking Gina for a while. Trust me.
Jesus.
It ain't happening.
So
they don't have to be totally nude. Topless. Sexy pictures. Like, you don't want to go totally nude.
How about some ass crack? Come on, lady.
Little sexy is good.
Jesus.
Wait, Joe, not this Joe. Joe Diamond.
Yes.
How is fucking Goofy not bestiality, but fucking Pluto would be?
Because Pluto is technically physically a dog. I'll explain, Danny. Pluto, not the planet, the dog, is an actual. Did you ever watch Stand By Me? They explain this fully.
Oh, they do.
Pluto is a dog, whereas Goofy is not a dog because he stands up and wears clothes. So there you go. I'm just explaining for everyone's benefit because it's not like I've masturbated to Goofy.
So then if I fuck Chitara, then it wouldn't be a bestiality because she's a cat but can stand up.
Yeah, but her race is full cat.
She's feline.
She has fur. She doesn't have skin. She has fur. She's a kitty.
Goofy has floppy fucking ears.
And a flocky duck.
He's a dog, man.
He's a dog.
He's not a dog.
Pluto is a dog. Wait, hold on. Alexa.
Yeah.
Is Goofy a dog?
Sorry, I don't know that.
There you go. No, she doesn't know. It can't be.
You're asking it wrong. You're asking, is Goofy the cartoon character a dog?
All right. Hold on. Alexa. Is Goofy the character a dog?
Yes. Goofy is a fictional character.
Okay. Alexa, is Goofy the fictional character a dog?
Here's something I found on
Wikipedia.
Here
we go, here we go.
Goofy is a funny animal cartoon character created in 1932 at Walt Disney Productions. Goofy is a tall, anthropomorphic animal with a southern drawl and typically wears a turtleneck and vest with pants, shoes, white gloves, and a tall hat originally designed as a rumpled fedora.
So he's an anthropomorphic.
What the fuck is that?
Am I right or am I right or am I right?
All right.
What is that?
Wait, hold on. Alexa, is Mickey Mouse's friend Pluto a dog?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, everybody knows Pluto's a dog.
So if Pluto's a dog, does that make Goofy a dog?
Absolutely. Yes.
So if you fucking fuck...
He's a dog that owns a dog.
So if you fuck Goofy, you're absolutely bestial.
Yes. Because Mickey Mouse, you could say the same thing about Mickey Mouse. He stands up and he walks.
Don't you dare speak fucking ill will of the mouse, sir.
Yeah. Fuck the mouse.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Sometimes he doesn't wear a shirt and he just wears those little shorts. Oh, what a guy.
I bet you Donald Duck is kinky.
Yeah, he has no pants on.
No, he's a kinky guy. Like, he's probably doing really things to Daisy Duck.
The only other person, by the way, who has ever dressed in a sailor outfit with no pants is, I believe, Elton John.
Yeah.
So it's,
At least once.
I'm just saying.
Could you imagine Bugs Bunny having sex?
Philadelphia freedom.
Gina says, Goofy is a dog. Look at the ears.
Yeah.
And Joe is saying, there you go, anthropomorphic. Anthropomorphic, which I believe is Latin for it's a fucking dog.
You think cartoon characters could be like freaky in bed? Like I think Bugs Bunny would be freaky in bed.
Well, he's transgender.
Yeah, Bugs is not transgender.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He always dressed like a woman.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's
always.
Yeah.
And what's he shoving in his mouth all the time?
A little
cock.
Barrow.
It's a little cack. Yeah. He's got an oral fixation.
Point.
What's up, Doc?
Ever since he.
Just saying.
He was chased by the mad scientist there. Come back here, rabbit. You know, it's been downhill since then.
Keep digging, rabbit. By the way, I'd like to say hello to Joe Boxer.
Okay.
Who saw me out and about, a friend
of
the show.
The
who said that he loves the show, okay. Loves us.
Okay.
And we do it for people like him. So you know what, Joe Boxer? You are our fan of the day. How about that?
Okay, Joe.
I just created that. You are our Facebook fan of the day.
Well, we like Joe.
Danny, give me some fanfare for Facebook fan of the day, Joe Boxer. Not everyone else. Everyone else is saying anthropomorphic, and I know you don't get that.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
He's a walking, talking humanoid dog.
Exactly.
There, so.
He's a dog, so it's still bestiality.
I'm not
dog.
Fucking Goofy. Stop being angry at me, okay? I picked a female.
But if you could,
asking,
you would.
I would. Mm-hmm. You would at least get a hand job. Do you see the size of those gloves? So Jesus.
Wow, yeah.
Would you give him a reach around?
Gosh, yeah, I would. I would have a common courtesy to give him a reach around, Danny. If I'm fucking Goofy in the ass, I would have the common courtesy to at least jack one out for fucking Goofy. For Christ's sake.
Sure.
How, if you're fucking Mickey in the ass, you're not going to fucking diddle his fucking doodle? Come on.
Anybody else here as disgusted as I am?
I just think we live in America, and you should at least give a guy a reach around if you're going to fuck him in the ass.
I would
think
so.
That's going to be used against me on this show. But I'm just saying out loud that that's what we need. I don't have Sienna Sinclair's phone number, by the way.
Would Joe Motorboat Pebbles?
He probably would.
Motorboat.
Motorboat.
Oh, I know what that is.
What's motorboat, Joe? Just making the noise?
I think.
Joe, what's airplaning? What the fuck? You child.
What's crash landing?
My
hey, Joe. Joe. Stop acting like a child and go fuck yourself.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Anyway, go to SiennaSinclair.com.
Okay.
You
don't have a number?
Well, I don't have her number. Dude, literally got written, oh, we're all good, it's all good, and then I don't hear nothing.
Well,
she changed her number.
I mean, I have
she might be listening to the show.
Sienna Sinclair, exactly. By the way, is she's releasing a book called Sexy Nightlife in New York.
Oh,
in New York City, it's an e-book now available right now.
The e-book?
Now available. So you can get the e-book. I'll go to the actual Hold on, I'm going to go to the... It has listings for fetish clubs, lingerie shops, playrooms, burlesque performances, drag shows, swinger clubs, strip club restaurants, bar, and nightclub review.
Yeah.
By the way, Sienna Sinclair says she just loves New York, and she finally has the opportunity to share all the fun and naughty things to do in the city in her new ebook. Sexy Nightlife in New York City, a guide.
Wow, really?
And she hopes that that guide will become your best friend and surprise your lover with something naughty and fun.
Okay.
By the way, it has 80, it's 81 pages, so it's not really light reading. Just saying.
Want to see my big tits?
I do, Danny. Whip them out. I really do.
Yeah.
I just, I'm, a, I was, oh, Danny's showing his fucking titties.
What's your fetish, Danny? I mean,
I just like to stick my dick in any hole.
How is your cousin? Good?
Beautiful.
Starting to walk again?
Exactly. She needed a wheelchair for a while after.
Oh.
Jeez. Bow-legged women.
I like to go swimming with bow-legged women.
What, I got to ask, because now I
What's bow-legged?
No, what's fucking Joe's fetish?
Oh, Jesus. Dude, it's only a two-hour show.
I have so many.
Joe, if you had to pick one.
Oh, jeez.
What's the ultimate fetish?
To be honest.
Cheeseburgers in paradise.
No, I just like to flirt. I'm a flirt. I think that's my worst fetish.
Oh, my fetish, like if we're like, what porn, I always go to stepmom, catching stepson, jerking off, that's what I would love to be jacking one out, and a girl walks in and decides
to
not laugh
that.
At me at the size of my pecker.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Dick. But then goes, hey, well, you already have it out.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
You rockhead!
Exactly.
You turned me on.
Yeah. Like, I imagine Gina walks in the room, right?
Yeah.
And I'm jacking the bed. And for some reason, Gina is doing Donald Duck noises, which really gets me going. And I'm like, oh, you know what? You want to be my Daisy to my Donald? And Gina comes over and sees my dick fully erect and decides... And decides that she's going to just give me a nice little... Even if you give me a hand job, it doesn't have to automatically get to sex. But I'd rather... I want to be wanted and desired. Danny, hold me.
No.
I want to be wanted and desired.
Apparently, according to Joe Diamond,
yes.
The goofy...
Stop saying Joe Diamond, Danny.
The goofy and Pluto debate is so important that NPR actually addressed it. And he put a link
and
up
they addressed it?
They did. How do you undress it?
Not undress, address. Jesus.
Stop thinking about Pebble Cornstone over there.
God damn it.
I thought they were about undressing Goofy.
I'm just saying.
Joe.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
And quack. Well, Gina, are you asking me and or you're asking about the Goofy situation? In my story, Gina comes in.
Yeah.
All right. She's dressed as Daisy
Duck. Oh, phone's ringing.
No, it is. Is that fucking... It's a little late. Hello, Batman.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Sienna Sinclair.
Hey!
Yeah, you guys need to learn to answer your phone. I called at 4 and I called at 4:02, so no one answered. Maybe you guys were having too much fun over there.
No, we saw the... Babe, I swear to God, the phone just rang.
Yeah.
What number did you dial?
That's weird.
What number did you dial?
I dialed a number that she sent me by email yesterday, and then she resent the number today, so maybe the number was wrong that she sent me.
Was it 718-577-1389?
I'd have to look at my email.
That's okay.
It's okay. We trust you.
As long as you hear.
Okay, good.
Well, as long as you hear, you want to talk about your new book that we already plugged because I'm a nice fella? And I was like, oh. Go ahead. Tell him.
What book did you plug? Because I have a lot.
The New York one. The brand new one.
Yeah, the New York one. Yeah. So it's about all. I went to New York. I've been there a few times. And there's some really naughty things in New York, which I'm kind of shocked about.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of it in there. And one of them, which is my favorite, is this nightclub called The Box. And I have no idea how they serve alcohol and allow people to do drugs and get naked. But whatever. It's New York.
Sounds like a fucking great time.
Yeah, where is this place?
That used to be the 70s.
Do you have
everywhere.
An address?
Yes. Can we go there together?
Yeah.
It's great. I was really shocked because I went there, and this was my second time. And the first time I went, nobody was getting naked. Ooh. But they have naughty performances. People have sex on stage like this. Some of them are gross. Like, there was a drag guy, and he was doing a toilet act, and he shit.
Ooh, poopy.
You know, whatever. Whatever, yeah. Poop fetish. And then they have sex on stage, but it's not men and women. It's using dildos. So the first time I went, I didn't know you could get naked, but they kept saying you could do anything you wanted there. So the second time I went, I asked this girl, I said, is it really true that we can do whatever you want to do here? Because I'm not into drugs, but I would like to get naked if it's okay. And she goes, yeah, you can get naked. I'm like, are you sure? If I take off my top, no one's
going to
get
out. Yeah, I'm
not going
to get arrested, am I?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, you know, so I took off my top and nope. So then 10 minutes later, I took off my skirt and then I was fully naked. And the people there are really nice. They, as soon as they see you get naked, the security quickly comes over and guards you.
Oh,
because then people started wanting to take photos, but photos are not supposed to be allowed in there. It was quite fun. I was up there till 4 a.m. just having fun being naked.
Now, is that all you did was get naked, or did you like, hey, look, there's a dick. Let's go fuck that guy.
Can I do that?
I didn't do that. I didn't test that one. Maybe that will be next time.
Now, were there like fat dudes? Like, were there fat dudes just staring at the fucking beyond sexy Sienna Sinclair? Like, when you got naked, did every guy go like, holy shit?
No, it was very odd and funny because I was expecting that. I was expecting guys to come over. It was actually women who were molesting me.
Ooh.
I had three lesbians. Well, one of them I don't think was a lesbian. She just really must have thought I was pretty, or she just
she was a
like,
lesbian
oh my God,
that night.
Seen
yeah.
this before.
Wow.
Because she kept trying to take videos and photos of me, so I let her, you know, I posed for a few photos. And then this other girl who was a lesbian, because I was up on a little stage, like a railing, so people couldn't come over, and she kept, you know, brushing up against my boobs.
Ooh.
And I finally had to get security to ask her to move because she was just, actually, she was worse than the guy. She was very aggressive.
Wow.
And then the girl taking the photos, they had to ask her to leave, too.
Hashtag me too.
I was actually really surprised it was women.
Well, that's why I laugh when people do the hashtag me too thing and think that chicks would not. It shows you that chicks will do exactly what guys do.
Well,
I mean, okay, I have a lot to say about that because that you know people talk about men harassing people. No, every time I go out, I get molested by a woman. Women get away with so much crap because we allow them to. We allow them to wear whatever they want in a nightclub. They get free drinks. They get to come into the club for free.
Yeah.
Women have no rules. And women will molest the crap out of you. And I'm tired of it. I just went on a cruise
in
Australia. And this woman tried to attack me by making out with me. And I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Wow.
So then I was like, hashtag me too. My hashtag me too. Get away from me.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up. Yeah, see, but see, that's what I always imagine, and this is going to come off like Danny's going to be like, see, I told you were gay. It's going to come out like, I always imagine what my life would be if I was a fucking hot chick.
Yeah.
I think my life would be 100 times better, because I imagine that, if I look like Sienna Sinclair, right?
Yeah.
So now I get, because I think the doors of all these magic, that's why she had the ability to write this book.
You have a lot more sex.
Yeah, well, first off, yeah, if I had a body like Sienna Sinclair, I'd be just like, you have a penis, get over here. I imagine that doors are open, as well as legs, but I believe that doors are open for Sienna Sinclair.
Things just pop
they
up.
Do, but unfortunately they do. Sometimes I don't want them to open, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
well,
I was on a cruise with a lot of older women, and there's nothing wrong with older women, but, you know, it's just they were – I didn't realize that older women were so horny and so aggressive.
Oh,
I had three women on the cruise ship want to do things with me.
Well, how old? How old are we talking?
I think one of them was in her 60s.
Oh.
And she's the one that tried to attack me on the dance floor. She came at me like a lion, like, and tried to make out with me, and I had to push her away.
Does she have
and
a nice
funny
body?
Thing about it is, if she were a guy, she would have been kicked out.
Yeah.
Another girl just came up to me at the end. I think she might have been in her 60s, close to 70. And she said that she'd been looking at my bum all week, and she thinks I have a great ass.
Were you on the fucking
girl
love boat?
Who was 40, she said that I was a hot girl, and she would go gay for me.
Wow.
Were you on, like, the love boat in the 80s? Was Charo there? Well, why were there 70-year-olds wanting to grab your ass?
Charo.
I know. Coochie, it was just very odd. I didn't know that I was, like, Maybe I was the youngest hottest thing on the cruise. I don't know.
You are a piece of ass. There is no fucking denying that. Absolutely. Dude, I literally went. I had to go get a picture to promote Sienna being on the show. By the way, she's our hashtag Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Yeah.
Sienna Sinclair. Go to SiennaSinclair.com. So I go to the website because I'm like, oh, look, I got to get a picture, and I want to make sure that, you know, I got to find where she's actually wearing clothes because she likes to be naked a lot. So, because she looks like that, so she's naked a lot. So then I have to find a picture. I find a picture. But every dude literally went to the website, and I'm just talking about pictures. No porn. No, just her naked body in a lot of these poses. Mm-hmm. And then there's one where, I shit you not, she's just dressed in, like, a baseball uniform, and she has little Heine shorts on. Ooh. And she's bent over, and I'm not, like, I was like, I felt like a 70-year-old woman. I'm like, you have a very nice bum. I was sitting there, and I'm like, wow, I really got to jerk off. I had to stop myself going, I don't have time to jerk off, which is the saddest thing I've ever said in my life.
I'm surprised you said it.
Yeah. Because I was like, I got to get going. But literally, instant hard on, the whole, she, you are that beautiful, so I understand why 60s and 70-year-old women would want to fuck
women
you.
Lost to me, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the guys do the same thing. Come on.
You know, enough is enough. You know, I feel like women are taking men's places, because when you go out, like when women go out, men now behave themselves, but women are now taking their places.
Because they're
like,
scared shitless. No,
well, I know they are.
Dude, if I buy you a drink, it's sexual harassment. Yeah, like it's
it
horrible.
It is sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I got to get out more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Joe, these 70-year-old women, dude, first off, I mean, they're looking at Sienna Sinclair. They're not going to want to fuck you.
This is true.
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
yeah, but no.
You might be the consolation cock, but I don't know if you're a prize. You know what I'm saying?
I could pay them.
You have to go on a cruise with Sienna. She'll,
a lot of
like,
money.
Have you met Joe? He has a penis, and then she throws Joe at him and runs. All right, well,
And then I had this creepy couple try to hit on me too. It was just a really weird cruise. Older women hit on me, and there was swingers on board, and it was just like, oh, okay.
Times
are changing.
Did you go on a cruise like by yourself though, or what? I don't understand.
No, I went with the guy that I date.
And he didn't protect you from the 70-year-old cougars?
No, I mean, she was really good at it. She was like pouncing on me. It was like she was hunting me, and she knew how to like work her way into the dance floor and try to attack me. I mean, I'm not lying to you. In the wild.
I totally look. I'm picturing it, and I'm getting a hard on. I totally believe you.
Had at least 50 years experience on the dance floor.
Yeah, she knows how to corner you, little kitten. She knows.
Exactly.
That fucking cougar.
I mean, she did. She scared me.
I am the pussy hunter. I will find her.
She was on one side of the dance floor. Next thing you know, she was like trying to get in my mouth, and it was like,
oh, wow.
And I was like karate chopping. I was like, nope,
sorry, no. Now see that. By the way, Sienna's totally fucking right though, because if any one of us did what that chick did to Sienna, you would have been thrown out. You would have been thrown overboard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or punched in the face.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah. Or maybe
then it would be a successful bite. What do you mean?
I was gonna say maybe
and
a nice spank.
I'm telling women now, it's not okay to molest other women. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of walking into toilets where women have just got their new fake boob jobs and they're like, "Hey, would you like to see and feel my boobs?" And I'm like, "Excuse me, hold back. I don't even know who you are." Ooh. That happens in toilet stalls.
Can you please refer them to us?
When I was younger and going to clubs, women would get the fake boobs and they'd be like, "Hey, you want to do a line off this?" You know. See, times have changed.
I mean, I'm sure if I had something, they probably would ask me, but... You know, I just want to go use the toilet, and I'm being molested by this girl's boobs that I don't know. Like,
Some of us have to piss, okay?
God damn it. And it's like girl problems.
Yeah. Hashtag hot girl problems. All I'm trying to do is pee-pee, and this girl keeps throwing her boobs at me.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Girls and their new boobs, it is... too much.
It's like a fucking showroom in here. Get these titties out of my face.
When they get new boobs, they'll show them to anybody, it feels like.
Screw them all up, though.
Except for you guys.
Yeah, she won't show them to us, but, you know.
Bring a couple of syringes. When they whip them out, you just poke them.
Are these saline? And just fucking stab them.
Exactly.
Stab them in a cocktail, Frank. So, by the way, we were talking about this. In the new book, it has listing for fetish clubs, lingerie shops, playrooms, burlesque performance areas, drag shows, swinger clubs, strip clubs, restaurants, bar, and nightclub review as well. All this in the book. Now, did you experience all these things? Did you go to a swinger club? Did you swing? Did you?
Anything that I write, I've gone and done. Yeah, I swing. The swing clubs are interesting. They're a little different. They're more underground, and they have a lot of fetish swing clubs, too. You can find those where it gets a little bit more kinky.
All right, so the real question if you're fucking that kinky, the real question is, would you fuck Goofy? Because
like the cartoon character.
Yeah, because we've been discussing this.
It's
now,
a previous thing.
Everybody before.
Well, I mean, if I could find it, I don't think he has anything.
Well, come on, he's definitely hung. Look at the fucking. He's a big. He got a big floppy.
Yeah,
dick.
That's why
you
they
know
put pants on him. Man.
All right, so the question is, no one would fuck Pluto because they say that's bestiality.
That's right. Yeah.
But would you fuck Goofy?
Really?
Would you fuck Pluto?
I can't.
I mean, they're cartoon characters.
Yes. But it's also...
don't exist.
No, okay. But
if they did, why not? You know, why not?
Well, let's pretend they're at the club and they're trying to hit on you.
Almost everything once.
All right, so you'd fuck Goofy, all right? She's my type of girl right there. She would fuck Goofy. Yeah. But she wouldn't fuck Pluto because that's bestiality.
Well, that was the previous segment.
I didn't say that. That was another girl.
What superhero would you want to have sex with? This superhero.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, Clark Kent is very sexy.
Yeah.
I love the glasses and, you know, the slick back hair.
She wanted a tall, dark, and handsome Clark Kent.
Clark Kent, but not Superman, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I like him dressed more in his suit.
Okay, like the conservative.
She likes giant nerds who write on the paper.
I know.
And call their dick
exactly,
Smallville.
Yeah.
You know, I wear glasses, you know.
They're edumacated.
Joe, she doesn't want to fuck you. Put your pants back on.
I know.
She's got too much shit going on. She's got 70-year-olds that are hitting on her. Shut the fuck up.
Well.
My dance card is full.
Yes.
Okay.
All right? She has too many people in AARP to want to fuck her.
I'm telling you.
Sexy Nightlife New York Guide will become, hopefully, your best friend. That's what Sienna wants you to have. She wants you to make sure. It's 81 pages.
Okay.
All right. It's available right now.
Going on there.
Yeah, it's 81 pages. She ain't fucking around, people. This is not some kind of coloring book.
It's a serious book.
It's a serious book. It's available for $4.99. Where can they get that, baby?
They can get on naughtytravelguide.com.
There you go, naughtytravelguide.com.
I got a lot of guides on there for a bunch of cities.
Yes, and you can also get her on sexygrandmas.org. She's the pinup this week.
The grandma doing me.
Yes,
yeah.
She's in her new movie called I Fucked Grandma.
That's right.
Where Sienna plays...
Great grandmas.
Yes.
Great grandmas.
She only fucks great grandmas now. She's moving up. In
the scenario there.
Yes. The scenario is grandma's making an Afghan.
Uh-huh.
And she's
telling you, I got a new niche, you know? Old people, old women.
Yeah. You, for gilfs. You just fuck gilfs. That's hot.
Yeah.
Because remember, in porno, like when you hit 27, you're a MILF. So like if you're 37, you're a fucking gilf. So you're fine. You're going to have sex with hot chicks. It's all right.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Plus, you also got the book, so you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, other people, by the way, if you want to, for more information on Sienna Sinclair, go to siennasinclair.com. I did. It's sexy. You need to check it out. There's absolutely no old people allowed on this site.
No.
So only young, virile women and men. And by the way, she stated her new hashtag no grabbing of the pussy is her new stance that Sienna Sinclair is taking.
Hashtag, I've had someone do that to me before.
Hashtag don't rub my tits.
And I don't want to see your new tits.
Hashtag don't molest me, please, women.
Hashtag stop molestation. She's got a lot of hashtags, Sienna Sinclair does. It's all good stuff. Yeah. You want to get that. Sienna, thank you for being on the show, baby.
Thank you for answering your phone finally.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We were We were debating the physiological fucking conversation of would somebody fuck Goofy.
And it was very important, too.
All right? I'm sorry. Honestly. But here's what. She is our Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
Yes,
please.
Sir.
Just go to every. She's so excited about that. Please go to all.
I can imagine.
Hey, yeah, she's like, oh, goddamn, I can't wait to get to the old people convention.
Yeah.
it's least, my new niche. I need to start going to them. That's going to be the people who come to my website.
I smell mothballs.
Don't try to fight it. You know, just go with it.
Just go all with right. it, baby. Just lay down and let it happen. Hashtag don't molest her.
Yeah.
For more information, like I said, go to SiennaSinclair.com. Sienna, I love you. You are the best. When you're naked, it's even better.
That's right.
Sienna Sinclair is one of the most beautiful women out there. And if you are around a fetish club and you see her, she will be naked at
hopefully.
The fetish club.
Yeah.
So
hopefully.
Check it out.
Admire from afar.
Admire. Don't touch her tits.
That's right.
Stop
don't
rubbing her tits.
Don't
she'll be being molested by some old grandpa.
She'll be naked, but don't touch her. Yeah. That's the rule.
No touching.
You know what you should bring when you go there? You should just bring velvet ropes. Get
or
naked.
Maybe a taser?
A taser would be good.
Better.
Yeah, but somebody in that club fucking likes that. You know that. It's crazy shit.
Depending on which club.
Yeah, there was a guy shitting on the stage. I think a taser's going to be like, oh, I like that. Let's do this.
Oh, do it to me again.
Yeah.
I heard that they pee on the audience, too. That's what somebody said on another show. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true, but who knows?
Damn, it sounds like a Gigi Allen show.
Yeah, hashtag golden showers.
Some people like that.
It's crazy there. It's fun, but it's shocking. Like, you see things that you're like, I don't know if I should be looking at this.
I guess if you go in, you know, you expect that kind of stuff going in the door. It's you get what you get.
Yeah, so when you go in the box, just bring an umbrella.
Yeah. You know.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, what a good slogan for that place. If you're in the box, you're going to get wet.
Bring an umbrella.
Yeah, bring an umbrella.
That's all.
You're going to get wet. Sienna Sinclair, round of applause.
Sexy wet, but...
You're not sexy wet. Not like Sienna's going to be. Round of applause. Sienna, do you want to plug anything before you go, baby?
Hey, if you're in L.A., I throw naughty parties in L.A., and you can also meet me. And you can check out Naughty Things to Do in L.A. at naughtylosangeles.com.
Ooh. She's multimedia. She's going out there. She's on East Coast and the West Coast. She's everywhere. You got to check her out. SiennaSinclair.com. Sienna Sinclair, thank you, baby, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Go back to your Goofy. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So who's fucking Donald? Got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Good.
At least she rolled with the punches.
Yeah, of course.
She called a little late. And I don't know how that's my fault. Mm. Billy, did the phone ring?
Did I miss something?
I didn't see nothing.
It may have.
I blame the white guy. Always blame the white guy.
But doesn't it make the sound every...
No, I have it muted.
Oh, you had it muted.
I have it muted because I've learned my lesson.
Yes, you have.
Should we take a break? What should we do, Danny?
Yes, let's go.
Let's take a break. Mm-hmm. All right, it's the Ham Radio Show. I got to go get peed on by Danny.
Okay.
So let's go do that, and we'll be right back after these words. Yay!
This is Ham Radio.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
You're listening to Ham Radio. This is Jesse Ventura. I've dedicated my life to uncovering major conspiracy theories like who really shot JFK. However, I may have found a conspiracy that may have no answers. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show?
I want to tell you all about Religion Tequila. ReligionTequila.com. Oh, yeah. Their journey to purity and perfection is considered a process. Nothing is rushed or hurried. After carefully sourcing this and steam cooking their 100% organic blue agave, it is then distilled in small batches in their distillery. But guess what? That's the highest in the world. Located in the mountains of Mata de Mamazin. I can't never fucking pronounce this thing. Mazamitla. Say it, Danny. Mazamitla.
Mazamitla.
Ah, Mazamitla, Mexico. The crisp, cool temperature at the higher altitude, along with the slow aging process in virgin oak barrels, creates the best tequila in the world. It's already won awards. It's got a double gold medal in 2017, the Las Vegas Global Spirits Award for Best Overall Tequila and Best Blanco, and Best Tequila and Best Rosbando in the 2017 New York World and Wine Spirits Competition. All right, you got to check it out for yourself. It's ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. And tell them that the guys at the Ham Radio Show sent you. And then get really, really, really crocked of the best organic tequila in the world. ReligionTequila.com.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. More on Fergie's disastrous national anthem rendition as the pop star openly apologized following her overtly sexual performance. Apparently, Fergie's rendition of the national anthem was so bad, even Colin Kaepernick stood up and took notice. An investigation's underway after a mysterious Twitter account posted a 1.5-minute video of Rob Kardashian's baby mama giving a man oral sex. What's she doing that all she needs is a minute and a half? Tom Hanks made a rare public appearance, stopping to support Girl Scouts selling cookies outside of a local Los Angeles retailer. It would seem the real story here, at least to the rest of the country, is that in Los Angeles, you can sell Girl Scout cookies outdoors in February. Happy birthday to legendary actor Sidney Poitier. Upon making his reservation for his birthday, the waiter turned to the manager and said, "Guess who's coming to dinner?" And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Don't wanna be a player. I'm not a player, I just crush a lot.
I usually like his jokes, but the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner joke was horrible. It's the Ham Radio Show live. HamRadioShow.com. I want to thank Sienna Sinclair for calling us and being on the show. Hashtag SpankBankGirlOfTheWeek. Go to SiennaSinclair.com for further details. By the way, also remember to go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com. And EDPublications.com. That's EDPublications.com. For all the info, all you have to really do is go to HamRadioShow.com. Click on the links right there on the main page. And boom, daddy, you're there. It's okay. It's what we do. 718-577-1389. The Ham Radio Show is back. We are live. We are in the motherfucking house. It's what we do. So anywho, since now the clocks have all been screwed up by what we're doing now.
No, they're not.
Does anyone else have a topic they want to talk about on the show?
Hey, did anybody notice yesterday when the press secretary was giving a speech?
Yeah.
Like, she had her head turned sideways a little, and, like, it looked like a forehead was protruding out like an alien.
That is
kinda.
That's her head.
No, but it stood out more to me yesterday when, like, she turned a little sideways. Like, it was protruding, and I'm like, is this like... Oh,
maybe she's
shit.
One of the lizard people, William.
Lizard
people.
I think you're the only one in America who noticed that.
Because, like, no, she appeared to be...
I bet her husband did, too.
A forehead that's jutting out.
It started to, like, protrude out.
Can you get on your mic and when you're explaining your fucking cockamamie stories? I'd like the world to hear your fucking shit so we have shit. So when we got to call the clinic, we can play this fucking tape.
No, I watched that press conference
yesterday. When she was getting grilled and she was getting angry,
poor kid.
You seen her turn, and it just sort of...
She's a little chunky. She likes things from the grill. Be quiet, people.
Well, not for that. She's a very smart girl. She's very smart.
Right. But this area here was just starting to protrude out.
Oh, yeah. She's a unicorn.
Because what she wanted to do was go, you stupid motherfuckers, right. Will you shut the fuck up?
You know, I've answered this question 97 times.
Yeah,
but that's not very press secretary.
Well, that's why they fired the other guy.
The last guy would have said that.
Yeah.
Look, shitbags!
Just odd how it's...
President Trump didn't do these things!
She has the hardest job in the world because Trump he blurts out these things, right. And then she's got to defend them.
All right, first off, Donald Trump...
Sell it back.
Donald Trump, number one, is a very soft-spoken. He's modest.
Oh, yeah.
He does not ever go on a tangent, like on social media.
No, yeah.
I think people
once.
I think people need to relax.
No.
And calm down and stop speaking ill will of the Commander in Chief, aka the Orange Overlord.
You don't have to. He doesn't.
Can you imagine the length of his comb over when he lets his hair down?
You're fired.
First off, stop measuring the length of anything he has, Joe.
No, I mean his comb over.
Let me see her.
Got to be like hit the floor.
That's her fucking. She has a big Cro-Magnon forehead, Billy.
No, but.
Sarah
yesterday.
Huckabee, right? Sarah Huckabee is her name?
Something like that, yeah. Smart girl. She's very smart.
Mike Huckabee's daughter?
In yesterday's, during the press conference, when she turned.
He's like mincing his words, so he's like, in the conference. I'm telling you, she's an alien.
It just started to protrude out. It was... I don't know. Look at yesterday's.
I think she's going to get a stroke one day. You know?
She probably might. She might blow an MI right there at the podium.
Yeah.
It's possible.
But it just
I'm not saying it's not possible.
Yesterday, that's all.
Mm. Billy, I think that you're fucking weird.
I don't care.
I just want to hold you and just see what happens.
Don't fucking hold
that's
me.
All I want to.
I don't need to be held.
I just want to hold you.
Huckabee.
I want to comb your pretty hair and just tell you everything's going to be okay. But
you take your time.
It's not going to be okay. You got to go to a home.
That's fine.
Just saying.
I don't want to die.
I've had such a great day on the show today. It's been a great show. Like, usually sometimes the show gets a little tedious, and I towards the end, I want to just fucking burn all your houses down and rape your dogs.
Uh-huh.
But today, not so much. It's been nice. I've had a great time. I laughed. I chuckled. We found out that Joe was a pedophiliac.
You gave me a choice.
He doesn't want to have sex with a dog, which is nice.
Yeah, I can have sex with an animal or a 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 16-year-old.
Excuse me, I said 13.
Bam, 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 bam.
You're making it older.
I was pretending I was down south.
Want some dick?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, what does he want?
Want some dick.
Come on, what does he
want? Want some dick.
He's getting lazy hitting the button. He's like tapping it with his fucking pink.
And by the way, not for nothing.
Not for nothing, Danny.
I don't want this to sound the wrong way.
I don't want this to sound the wrong way, you cunt bag whore.
No.
How's that for a segue?
You know.
Prepare for segue.
People mature at different ages, you know. And, yes. And in some cases, like certain foreign countries like the moon, the, you know, 13 is okay.
The moon is not a foreign country.
No, it's not.
So if a 13-year-old has a nice, if a 13-year-old has a nice rack, which is what you're saying.
No, wait, hold on for a second.
Like the moon.
A 13-year-old having a nice, the girl from fucking Cash Me Outside Girl.
I don't know.
She's still underage.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
But I will freely admit on this fucking microphone right now, I would fuck the shit out of her.
I see.
I think she's 15. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Yeah.
She does not look 15. If you didn't know how old she is.
Yeah, that's
have to agree there.
Yeah.
I thought she was of age.
Yeah.
Until I found out she wasn't. And I was halfway jerking, so I didn't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I gotta finish.
Well, that would be, an infambia.
Yeah, I'm just saying, to me, that when it looks, you can't tell me you know every fucking kid, you know, like, if a 15 or a 16-year-old walks in, Danny, and you don't know her age, you can't tell me that you know, like, if you're not told her age, you're not told the age.
Yeah.
I have to defend Joe on that one.
And they dress a certain way.
Yeah, come on
now.
Look up the chick from Cash Me Outside and tell me you can tell how old she is.
There's been a million statutory rape cases.
Danielle something. Someone to pee. Danielle, just do Cash Me Outside.
That's why you only meet them at the bar.
Yeah, and
well, yeah, you know.
At the bar.
You know, there's little schoolgirls, they get all dressed up on a Friday night, and they look like they're 35, you know.
Remember when Joe was on To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Unzip it.
Headlines from the future.
I want some dick.
I want some dick. excuse me, Joe, I'm Chris Hansen. Why are you here? I want some dick.
I want some dick.
Oh, I want some dick. It's all I want in life is some dick. Why can't I just have some dick?
Please.
Why? Jesus.
Please.
Why do these girls cock tease me and not let me have some dick?
This world doesn't.
It's all I'm asking. So. I'm just saying I will defend. Look, I'm not a pedophile. I'm not saying I would act on it.
No, I'm not. Of course.
There's a difference. But I swear to God, I didn't know how old that girl was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling the cop. Your Honor, all right, now look at that girl. Because you know Danny got that. Danny got the picture up first, but looked at the picture and went like this. He made a face, and then he goes, oh, she's 14.
See?
Because he knew, when you look at the picture, does she look 14?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Danny, look at that picture. Does she look 14?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She's got giant tits.
Giant tits.
14-year-old.
Uh-huh. Show Billy the picture of the girl. Does that look like a 14-year-old girl?
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Let me see the hot picture.
Look at the picture.
Hold on. Joe.
She's dressed like a whore.
Sure,
okay.
Yeah.
Like she's out
okay.
to be
can
a whore.
Can you show that to the camera so we can use this in the case later?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like if that comes up to you and you don't know, wait, you gotta get it closer and then turn it, tilt it, the other way. Okay, boom. You telling me, am I wrong there, folks? If that came up to you in a club, are you going to ask for ID?
Well, you're a fool.
Somehow
you're
she fool. Got into the club. It happens. You can't.
Hey, I see your driver's license, please.
Excuse me. Before we fuck, can you fill out this questionnaire in triplicate? And also, can I have a copy of your driver's license?
Born March 26, 2003.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's no. And she's the one I'm using as the example because there are a lot of girls that go out there. Look at what happened in Raging Bull, Joe.
Yeah.
In Raging Bull.
Right.
The cops come to the fucking the apartment he has on the side of the club, and they're like, you know, they start questioning him.
Yeah,
but that's my point. It happens. What I'm saying, it happens, especially when they look like that. Now I'm gonna go with Billy's Mr. White Knight chivalry fucking asshole on this show,
mm-hmm.
where every time we say something that he deems too dirty, he always goes, "Well, I wouldn't do that, kids." Let me ask you.
I'm very good at
that. Walks up to you in a club and you don't know she's underage,
right?
Do you at least dance with her, buy her a drink? The whole like, are you hitting on her?
No.
saying bullshit.
Because at my,
I'm sorry, the show's
my
over.
Point in
I
view,
can't hear you bullshit.
Where
answer.
I'm at now,
yeah, the show's over.
Something like that, I'd laugh at until I get the fuck away from it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
because no one that hot hits on you. Remember,
you know it's a scam.
Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken. Don't
Holy
let Joe.
Shit space.
Yeah, don't let Joe do it because he's not a bestiality kind of guy.
I don't know nothing.
Make sure the chicken's of age. I'm just saying. Hashtag me too. Hashtag don't touch Sienna Sinclair's tits. Remember also these three simple letters, AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker! Danny!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network. And broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.